This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to be fingerprinted and photographed in a New York City courthouse next week as he becomes the first ex-president to face criminal charges. It's a case involving a 2016 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
A growing police presence and a throng of TV news cameras surrounded a Manhattan courthouse on Friday, where ex-President Donald Trump was due to be fingerprinted and get a mugshot next week as he becomes the first sitting or former commander-in-chief in American history to face criminal charges. A lawyer for Trump said the former president will plead not guilty to the charges related to a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels made just days before the 2016 presidential election. Another Trump attorney said he will not be handcuffed when he is expected to surrender on Tuesday under the terms of a deal agreed to by the Office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russia Friday to release detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, charged with spying by Moscow. Biden said let him go as he left the White House for a trip to storm-devastated Mississippi. The Journal said the detention of its reporter was based on false allegations. Nine Chinese aircraft crossed the Taiwan Straits median line on Friday, carrying out combat readiness patrols. Taiwan's defense ministry said days after Beijing threatened retaliation if President Tsai Ing-wen meets U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Tsai arrived in the United States on Wednesday, stopping off on her way to Central America. She's expected to meet McCarthy in Los Angeles on her way back through, on her way back to Taipei. From Washington, this is VOA News. As Ethiopia's civil war comes to an end, along with a communications blackout in the Tigray region, the Red Cross is helping refugee families who fled to Sudan to find relatives who were unable to escape the conflict. For VOA, Henry Wilkins has more.
In Khartoum, a long-established community of expatriates from Ethiopia's Tigray region is seeing new arrivals, refugees who fled the two-year-long war in Tigray. Even though it ended with a peace agreement in November, some still trickle in from the refugee camps close to Ethiopia's border. Both sides in Ethiopia's conflicts have been accused of crimes against humanity, but the extent of the ethnic cleansing, which is alleged to have taken place in Tigray, is not yet known. Journalists and human rights investigators have not been given access to the region by Ethiopian authorities. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
A parole board in South Africa on Friday denied early release from prison to former Paralympic track star Oscar Pistorius, who'd been in prison since 2016 for killing his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Speaking to reporters outside the Atteridgeville Correctional Center near Pretoria, where Pistorius is being held, a South African Correctional Services spokesman said the parole board determined Pistorius had not served the minimum time required to be eligible for parole. Pistorius was convicted in 2016 for the killing of Steenkamp. He shot her multiple times through the bathroom door in his home. During his trial, which drew extensive international attention, the former Olympic runner claimed he had mistaken his girlfriend for a burglar. Originally convicted in 2016, Pistorius had then been sentenced to 5 years in prison. But in 2017, South Africa's Supreme Court agreed with state prosecutors, who argued the original sentence was too lenient and extended the sentence to 13 years. The parole board said Pistorius can seek parole once again in August of 2024. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Pakistan said Friday that a stampede at a free food distribution center in the southern port city of Karachi had killed at least 11 people and injured five others. It took place outside a factory where a food distribution center had been set up for Ramadan. Hundreds of people in the crowd, made up mostly of women, panicked and started pushing each other to collect food. Friday's incident brings the death toll from stampedes at food aid centers to at least 22. In recent days, Pakistan is struggling with soaring costs of food and basic staples. And Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko threatened on Friday that Belarus also could host intercontinental nuclear missiles on its soil, in addition to the tactical nuclear weapons Russia has decided to station in Belarus. He made the claim in an annual address to lawmakers and government officials. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.